Gate Card drops, spending fees to zero for its 13th anniversary. Gate used its 13th anniversary post on April 25, 2026, to announce that the Gate Card is live with zero fees on all spending. The statement came from the exchange's verified account at 0730 UTC and was framed as a birthday upgrade rather than a new product, suggesting existing cardholders inherit the fee change without any reapplication. For a market still padded with quiet 1-2% spread fees, hidden FX markups, and tier gates that take months to climb, an exchange-issued card going to zero on day one is unusual. It also slots cleanly into the no annual fee bracket, where competition has been heating up since the start of the year. What the anniversary update actually changes, the headline change is the spending fee. Gate's earlier card relaunch in March introduced dual-track tier progression, Spend or VIP, with up to 5% cashback in BTC, ETH, USDT, and GT. The fee structure on that version still leaned on Gate's tier system. The April 25th update flattens spending fees across the board. Two things to flag for readers tracking the small print. First, zero fees on all spending refers specifically to the spending leg of the transaction. Network-level costs, including the Visa or MasterCard interchange, spread baked into merchant pricing, sit outside any issuer's control and apply here as they do everywhere. Second, ATM withdrawals, top-up fees, and cross-border surcharges were not mentioned in the anniversary post. Until Gate publishes a refreshed schedule, treat zero as the headline number for purchase transactions only. Why a zero-fee floor matters right now, card fees have been the most opaque part of the crypto spending stack. The number on the marketing page rarely matches what cardholders actually pay because the disclosed fee is layered over network spread, conversion spread at the point of sale, and gas costs for any on-chain top-up. Pulling the disclosed fee to zero does not remove those underlying costs, but it removes the issuer's own margin from the equation. That changes the math for anyone weighing a Gate Card against tier-based programs that require token staking to unlock fee waivers. With Gate, the waiver is the default. With staking-required cards, the user takes on token price risk to earn the same outcome. The Gate Card sits inside Gate's broader exchange ecosystem, which means top-ups can come straight from a Gate trading balance. That is a friction win for active traders who already keep balances on the platform, but a friction loss for users who prefer self-custody options and route everything through their own wallet first. How this slots into the broader card market. Among preferred spend node vendors, only a handful currently advertise zero spending fees without a tier requirement. Most either tie waivers to staking thresholds or layer in FX markups on cross-border purchases. A flat zero policy from a top 10 exchange puts pressure on the rest of the field to respond, especially the programs still charging 0.51% on every swipe. Gate also markets the card as accepted globally. Coverage in any given country still depends on local Visa or MasterCard issuance partners, so spend availability differs by region. Card programs from exchange issuers tend to roll out unevenly across the United States, the UK, and the EU, and Gate has not published an updated country list alongside the April 25th announcement. The competitive read is simple. If zero spending fees become table stakes, exchanges that still rely on fee revenue from their card programs will need to pivot to cashback differentiation, network reach, or staking yield to justify their structure.